This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Canada, a federal court has rejected the government's approval of the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion project, the CBC reports, leaving it in limbo. The pipeline by U.S.-based Kinder Morgan would triple the amount of oil flowing from Alberta to the U.S. West Coast to be shipped by tanker overseas. Native groups in both the U.S. and Canada have been fighting the pipeline, but some First Nations approve it, seeing it as creating jobs and boosting the economy. Native people in Arizona were among those to visit the Arizona State Capitol Wednesday to pay respect to U.S. Senator John McCain, who died last weekend after battling cancer. Tribal leaders are expected to be among those in attendance at a memorial service Thursday in Phoenix among federal, state, and local officials. McCain is being remembered as a pioneer in Indian gaming and for his years-long work on Indian country issues. Among pallbearers is U.S. District Court Judge Diane Humitiwa, who's Hopi, and a former U.S. attorney. In 2014, McCain nominated her to serve as a federal judge. After her confirmation, Humitiwa made history, becoming the first Native American woman on the federal bench. Healthcare can be hard to access in rural communities and even more difficult when facilities are not tailored to a community's specific needs, especially among tribes. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
A recently published paper argues that more self-determination and frank discussions about structural racism could help improve access to healthcare for Indigenous populations. Marshall Chin is a co-author on the paper and an expert in healthcare disparities at the University of Chicago Medicine.
It's important for us to have honest discussions as a country about history, about colonialism, about why we're in the situation now where tribes have significant health challenges and economic challenges.
Comparing 11 Western countries, the Commonwealth Fund found in 2017 that New Zealand ranked 8th, while the United States ranked 11th in health equity. Co-author and Maori tribal member from the Ngati Kahungunu Iwi, Brian Jones, says that health disparities are greatly reduced if Indigenous communities are given more control over their healthcare systems.
The more authentically Indigenous communities were afforded the ability to determine how services were run, the more successful those initiatives were.
Jones says the people making the decisions about Indigenous healthcare are often not Indigenous themselves, and that the decision makers can sometimes be out of touch with the day-to-day needs of Indigenous communities.
We do find ourselves in a situation where we're often making decisions which work really well for our dominant culture, for our white culture. Those decisions are generally made by often doctors making decisions that work really well for their people, and those decisions fail Indigenous population groups.
Both Chin and Jones hope the paper sheds light on the issue of healthcare inequity for Indigenous people around the globe. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner in Laramie.
A celebration of Native American and Hispanic culture in Santa Fe, New Mexico, will aim to reconcile relations after the recent cancellation of a controversial reenactment of Spanish conquistadors taking over the city. Native people who protested the annual entrada said it highlighted genocide. The Associated Press reports under the new plan, Santa Fe will kick off celebrations next week, which will continue through Indigenous Peoples Day in October. Campgrounds in a world-renowned area at the bottom of the Grand Canyon are expected to reopen this weekend. The Havasupai tribe closed its campgrounds and declared a state of emergency in July after waves hit the community, causing damage and mud and rock slides. Recovery efforts from the flood are in the thousands of dollars. The tribe's primary source of revenue is from people who travel to the reservation to see its blue-green waterfalls. The tribe says repairs have been completed and the area is safe for visitors. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.